And a good morning to you and a happy Friday as well. I hate, actually, I'm really sorry for that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
For what?
I hate that.
Say it happy
when
Friday.
When people are like, happy Friday.
In your favourite.
Happy Monday.
Oh, no.
But we're happy to be here. Cooper plays a klaxon. Boom, it's Friday. We've survived another one.
Okay, we've survived another one, yeah. Let's roll with that.
Yeah. Do you want to go online and just your favourite influencer is like, happy Friday.
Oh,
you do that too well.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You practiced that. Yeah.
Sorry, and I just did it. I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry.
You're channeling your inner influencer.
My inner influencer. Oh, good God. Run now. Speaking of influencers, a lot of people are becoming influencers for the most random things at the moment,
yeah,
which I'm loving.
Are.
There's a kid in Cork. He must be about 16, and he's doing food reviews, but nobody can understand a word he says. And it's brilliant. He's getting thousands of followers, and his most viral one was his food review of his Christmas dinner. Usually he does like takeaway food, so it's like, I don't know, to me when someone's reviewing food, it's usually something kind of nice and fancy, and
yeah,
but his is takeaway.
His is like, oh, here's the burger and chips from the local chip or whatever, and he just mills it. It's just a burger and chips, but anyway, I love it so much. But then I came across this other guy called Stiffy. Sticky. Sticky, we're going to call him Sticky Toffee Pudding Man. And I just want to play you a little bit of a clip on how he talks about sticky toffee pudding.
I've reviewed over 50 sticky toffee puddings, and here are the three most common mistakes I've seen in that time. Coming in at number three, when there's too much going on. I've had STPs that have come
STPs.
And you can barely see it.
STPs.
There's a crumb, there's a leaf, there's some fruit, and you're sort of asking, you know, is there a sticky toffee pudding in this situation at all? Look, you can get a strong 7, 8, 9 out of 10 if you get the basics right.
So if you get the basics right, 7... No, that's just a short clip of what actually is going on. He is getting hundreds of thousands of views based on just eating sticky toffee pudding. His STPs, as he calls them.
Yeah, his STPs has a place in his heart.
I know. I think Ireland's the only place at the moment with TikTok where you don't get paid for views, the creator fund.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
So essentially, he's just getting paid to just eat sticky
toffee. That's just what he wants to do with his life.
And when I told you guys about him yesterday, you guys told me about Flat White Frank.
Yeah, I love this man.
Do you follow him?
Yeah, I follow him.
Oh my God.
He's great.
I didn't know who he was, so let's give you a snippet of who Flat White Frank is all about.
He said it's roasted Italian style. That's exactly how it's tasted. Milk is good. It was hot, but the milk wasn't burnt. It was creamy and fluffy. This is the flat white that you'd expect to get before the day's a speciality coffee. Before you could roast the bean to make it taste like wine gums. Before you could roast the bean to make it taste like Marmite. This tastes of coffee.
Yeah. Amazing.
He's on his hunt to find the best flat white, and he just goes around the world tasting flat whites.
They've picked something that you could never imagine turning into a channel. And they've just like monetized on it.
Yeah.
What would, if you guys had to monetize off, you know,
bread is underrated. Like, bread is so good.
Okay.
And it's so if I was a TikTok influencer selling, so forget your sticky toffee puddings, flat whites, bread.
Okay.
And it could be simple bread, but this is like French stick. I've gone highbrow, you know.
Yeah,
go
on. Let's hear it.
Guys, I'm not being dramatic, but this French stick just changed my outlook on life. Right?
French stick.
This isn't just a French stick. This is a golden wand of Parisian destiny.
Golden wand.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing prepared me for this baguette. She's crispy, okay?
Okay.
She's airy.
Why is it a she?
She's that good. Yeah. Because she's sensual. She's beautiful. It's a French stick. It's not bread. It's been hugged in the mouth by a cloud that studied abroad in France.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the level we're talking.
I'll give you a clap.
I got to do some work on mine, and we're going to come back to that. No. Oh, my God.
That's like... getting me emotional, kind of.
That's what you want to do.
That's where you get
something
them.
Simple and you just make it like, I need this in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a good salesperson does.
Yeah.
You have me licking my lips and wanting a French stick, baby. Okay. 087-110-2107. What are you picking if you're listening right now? What is that one thing, whether it's bread, sticky toffee pudding, a flat white, that you reckon you could monetize off on a TikTok channel? We're going to come back to this in just a bit because I have a lot of questions to ask Donal.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.